Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think we should kind of be making a bigger deal of this Ja'Marr Chase stuff.
Why and go?
So the latest on this is he's been practicing a hold in where he shows up to camp and he's at practice, but he does not practice. And then starting yesterday, apparently he's not even showing up to practice. And I'll be honest with you, I don't think that Joe Burrow is a product of Ja'Marr Chase. I think Joe's just a great quarterback. And so I don't mean this to say that Joe won't be good this year if this bleeds into the regular season. I just think when you have two wide receivers going through contract disagreements with a team, T. Higgins is there, but he's planning on franchise tag, his requested to be traded. Now Ja'Marr isn't practicing, and you've got a quarterback coming off a very significant wrist injury. That spells difficulty early in the season, even if a deal gets struck before early September. Even if it gets cleared up in the next week or so, that's a lot of balls up in the air for the Cincinnati Bengals.
A lot of balls up in the air, and you don't know exactly what's going to happen with the Cincinnati Bengals. I like the turmoil, though. I mean, I like when we've got stories coming out of other camps in the AFC North where we can talk about how the Browns could take advantage of that, or other teams are having some dysfunction, because the Browns have had a lot of dysfunction in the last decade. So, hey, bring it on.
Well, we haven't seen Joe Burrow without Ja'Marr since his rookie year. So, on one hand, I think Joe's just great, but could we see some diminished greatness if it's T. Higgins? And remember, they also lost Tyler Boyd this offseason. Boyd. So, like, I do think there's a part of, like, will there be a different ceiling to the Bengals offense without Ja'Marr Chase? And again, a Joe Burrow coming off injury. But it's not just that. It's looking Baltimore, Lamar's had a bunch of weird tummy issues and apparently illnesses that have, I mean, one, that's been going on for a long time, and two, now it's kind of cost him a couple days in practice during camp. They've also lost some guys in free agency, namely Geno Stone and Jadeveon Clowney, big parts of their defense last year. And in Pittsburgh, okay, yeah, sure, they've got two guys who could be their starting quarterbacks, but I don't know they're any closer. Like, I think if you're a Browns fan, if you're listening to everything that's going on around this, yeah, we got questions about this team, the O-line's health at tackle, Chubb's health, Deshaun's health, all those are fair. But I got to be honest with you, it seems like those other three teams are either in worse situations or just as bad of health situations as you are.
I look at Cincinnati, I look at Pittsburgh and Baltimore, all of them. Cincinnati is the one team that really worries me probably the most, because I think they have the best, like, legitimate quarterback overall in the division.
So Joe scares you more than Lamar?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why?
Because I think if you it's hard to say because Lamar's so different, and every time he touches the ball, like, he could score. Mm-hmm. So I get that. But obviously, I think Burrow is more of an elite pocket passer.
Who do you think, like, when it comes to game planning for the talent, who do you think opposing defensive coordinators, who do you think keeps them up most nights more, Joe or Lamar, like heading into games against those two teams?
I think it's close.
I wonder if it's Lamar simply because, like, if how you beat Joe Burrow is the same way you beat Pat Mahomes. Like, both guys have escapability. Mahomes is incredible on the run, but when you have guys who their predominant skill set, the best thing they are is in the pocket and great passers, the formula is the same. From again, Mahomes, Burrow, and Allen are all three different quarterbacks. They have little nuances that make them different, but they're similar in the way of if you get up and you impact the pocket, especially up the middle, and you consistently bring pressure with four and drop seven into coverage, you've got a fighting chance no matter what day it is, January or September. with Lamar, like, okay, yeah, you're going to shadow him with a linebacker. That's what everybody's done since Mike Vick was great. But it takes one play. It takes one play, either through the air or through the ground, for Lamar to ruin your entire plan and put you on, and basically have your whole team backpedaling. And so, again, that's not to, I just think it's interesting how coordinators and coaches think about that matchup. Mm. But I will be honest with you. I think Joe gets a lot more credit than Lamar does. And I think it's interesting. I think 1 year later, like if we're having this conversation a year ago, you and I are simpatico. Yep, that Joe Burrow guy, that's the guy that scares me most in this division. I don't know.
I mean, he didn't all of a sudden. I mean, I guess I understand some of the injury concerns and the offensive line concerns, but I mean, everything else is there. You know, the brain's there, the arm talent's there. Like, I'd be surprised if he's not as good as he was a few years ago.
I wouldn't be surprised if, because again, I think he's always going to be some level of good. But like, it's funny, for half of last season, people were talking about Mahomes' numbers taking a step back. And by the way, in the end, it all came out in the wash. By late December, they were one of the three best teams in football. They didn't get a top two seed, but they got the third seed. That didn't even matter. They ended up going on the road and going in Baltimore and then winning the damn Super Bowl. But like, I mean, Joe was not as good last year through half, 10 games? He was statistically not as good as he had been the two previous years. Mm. So it's weird how when Lamar, when the passing numbers are down, it's, Lamar maybe isn't a very good quarterback. I'm not saying you are saying this. I'm speaking to the general narratives around Lamar. And when Joe, who's coming off what I would say statistically compared to the previous two seasons, is a down year, coming off a significant injury with his throwing arm, with his wrist, maybe down one, if not two, elite wide receivers behind an offensive line, I don't think he's any closer to getting fixed. And now I think that defense has started to spring leaks. So it's not, it's not that I doubt Joe. It's just, that's a lot to put on any quarterback. And the best version of Joe is when he had a defense that could play complementary football and give you a chance. When you had Hubbard and Hendrickson at their best next to DJ Reader and some of the other guys that have since come and gone, including in their secondary. So it's I think at this point, because here's the thing. I think the biggest thing people in our business do that's a mistake is speaking in absolutes. I'm just incredibly intrigued by the situation in Cincinnati. And I'll be honest with you, dude, I think it totally matters to winning and losing that your owner is a bumbling fool who can't just write out a blank check and say, Jamar, what's the number again? Was that a niner? I can't, like, what goes on this piece of paper so that you're here and happy? T. Higgins, totally get it. But think about it. They got three real contractual issues going on right now. Higgins, Chase, and Hendrickson. Two of those three guys have requested trades.
Why do you think that they're requesting these trades? Because they think they can't get paid there? Or they're worried about... I don't know. I mean,
I think
it is surprising, though.
I think it's because Mike Brown's stuck in the pattern of negotiating of 1995, which is, no, I gave you a contract. Now you're going to stay on that contract and play through it. And I think that's all well and fine, but as we've seen, like, Myles Garrett is going to get a new contract before he goes into the final year of his current contract. Wyatt Teller's, 2 years out?
Mm-hmm.
They should be talking with Wyatt right now so that by the time you get to next offseason, it's done.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And that's because the market changes so rapidly that when Trey Hendrickson signed, he was coming off one career year in New Orleans. Was it 3 years later? 2 years later? I think it's 3 years later. 3 years later, he's consistently one of the best edge rushers in football. It's not a question. Pay him. But Mike is stuck in the, I don't have to pay until I want to pay you. Well, okay.
It's smart to pay guys early. Look at the Browns. The Browns have done it.
It's why Jerry Jones is struggling as an owner. Like, there should be no contractual ambiguity about CeeDee Lamb or Dak Prescott.
Right.
Because you're not going to replace them. Like, look at what the Vikings did. The Vikings said, you know, we love Kirk Cousins. I don't know if Kirk Cousins wants to be here. Cool. Peace. Okay, now your season's coming down to Sam Darnold, who has been objectively terrible in his career. Not bad, awful. Or J.J. McCarthy. Now J.J. McCarthy is hurt and out for the season. So Sam Darnold's going to follow up Kirk Cousins, who statistically has been one of the 10 best quarterbacks in the NFL. Like, that's what happens when you don't just do the smart thing. Just pay the freaking players, man. But you can't. So getting back to the initial point, which is I don't know that the Bengals aren't going to be good. But that is a spicy bit of gumbo they're going through right now with players not having that locker room.
It certainly takes the pressure off the season, though.
No. I think this is a definitive year for Cincinnati. I think the miracle salve for Cincinnati, anytime anybody talks about the AFC North, they got Joe Burrow. I think this year pushes that theory. Would it surprise me if Joe went out and did what Mahomes did last year, win in spite of the talent around him? No, Joe is an exceptionally talented quarterback. He is football through and through, coach's son, all the cliches we have. Just brilliant quarterback. Would it also surprise me if Joe struggled a little bit more this year, or it took Joe a while to adapt to what was going on there around him?
Mm-hmm.
No. Would it surprise me if the locker room wasn't as tight this year because you got three of your main guys? And here's the thing. There are dudes on that roster trying to find a way in the NFL who are looking at this and going, hey, if Trey Hendrickson can't get paid, what's that say? If you can't just give Ja'Marr Chase $30 million a year and shut the hell up, what does that mean for me? I think every one of these little things is a little crack in the dam. It doesn't mean the dam's going to give way because Joe Burrow is the dam. I get how the NFL works, but at the same point, that's a lot of cracks in the dam. And at some point, there are diminishing returns even for truly great quarterbacks. 216-474-0092. Ja'Marr Chase holding out now after a hold in. And Joe Burrow's banged up, are coming off an injury. Lamar Jackson apparently's got the rumbly tumblies there. And Pittsburgh doesn't know who the hell their quarterback's going to be. Do you guys feel like that gives the Browns a better chance in the AFC North?
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.